So let's send you off on some a fun note here. And it's sponsored by
Twin Peaks.
So our old buddy Ham, who has been running our board for how long now, Ham?
2 or 3 years now, I believe.
Okay. You don't have to applaud yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Well done. We love Ham. Ham is a, you have the onion that is Ham, and you start to peel it back. And about once a month, we learn something new about Ham that I think kind of doesn't shock us all, but we're like, really?
Well, the key, I think, with Ham is that he does let the game come to him. And when you play life that way, then it takes us a while to, like, find out things and to, you know, because some people who work in the office or work at the ticket, you can tell that they kind of know they got some weird bits, and they kind of know the sooner the word gets out, the sooner they will become a force on the air, if you will.
Yeah.
And so some are spamming us with their weirdness, whereas Ham just waits for the game to find him.
Right, and you just kind of ask, you were having a discussion about something, and then you're like, oh, I didn't know that about you, Ham.
No, and it usually starts with, he's not there, and we're sitting around having a meal, and somebody's like, did you know that Ham? And then dot, dot, dot.
Right. So for those who don't know, Ham basically only eats things with chicken in the title, like meal-wise, chicken tenders, chicken wings,
yes,
chicken fried steak.
He has the palate of a five-year-old.
He does. There's no doubt about that.
The refined palate of a five-year-old.
Very refined, indeed.
Yeah, this isn't just any five-year-old.
He was no.
He can only drink a thimbleful of whiskey.
True. It literally a thimble, and mix it with a Dr. Pepper. He was not very keen on brushing his teeth more than once a month till a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that was
yeah, we've righted that wrong.
Yes, yes.
So his wife stood there and watched him brush his teeth to make sure he would do it correctly.
He will often play video games or his drum set for hours on end, avoiding all personal hygiene, all personal nourishment, and his wife.
Yeah. He has a Dr. Pepper-based liquid consumption that is bereft of water, generally.
Yes.
Somehow, he never goes to the bathroom.
Because he's never hydrated to the point where he needs to go.
Like, Ham, how many times in your years of working here have you actually used the restroom?
Bad bathroom, I've used it a couple times. Other bathroom, never.
Yeah, and he works like 7 to 8 hours.
Yeah, it's weird that you've never gone the other way.
Alarming. There's no way that it's true, you wouldn't think, but it's 100% true.
Yeah.
I haven't used a urinal for probably 25 years.
It's just incredible, dude.
But the claim that the bad bathroom... we're all with you on that. You shouldn't be doing
emergencies
that.
Emergencies only.
That was emergency, though. That's not like...
Oh, no. That's the only time I would as well.
Right.
No. You're weird if part of your daily routine is going into your work bathroom.
Yeah, no doubt.
Taking a newspaper or whatever.
I'll be back.
That's a home activity.
Well, the latest to shock us all was the fact that Ham basically has not worn a pair of shorts outside of his house since, like, first grade.
Ever since I could dress myself.
Which is shocking to me, because I picture him as a grown toddler.
I know.
And toddlers are always in shorts.
So...
And this, just to be clear, this isn't some sort of... rock star, wannabe rock star thing. I think I always felt like our friend Danny and Gordo.
Gordon, yeah.
Yeah, you can't rock in shorts.
They felt like it was kind of part of their ethos, part of their, their love of the guitar kept them from, giving into that sort of thing. And then,
but Gordo has, I mean, like, we knew Gordo when he wore shorts in the 90s. For sure we did. He stopped doing that in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Ham, though, hasn't done it since first grade. So, like, Ham, like, when you would go play as a kid at recess, you always were wearing jeans.
Yes.
Yeah, and then the other thing is body type. Like, it's radio, so people don't know what Ham looks like. Let me just say, Ham has the blueprint body type of a shortswear. Whatever that means. Like, some people are self-conscious. Right. My legs look like bratwurst or whatever. No, Ham, I'm positive, has great-looking
well,
legs.
Well, but maybe he has bird legs.
Yeah, what is the... Give us your rationale behind it since you were a little boy of why you've not worn shorts.
I mean, mainly it's like a comfort thing. Like, once I started growing, like, hair on my legs, I don't know, maybe I started feeling subconscious about all of it. But
self-conscious.
Yeah, that too.
Self-conscious about what? About having skinny legs or...
Or just people seeing my legs.
Seeing my legs.
So it's a modesty thing.
Yeah.
Like he's a woman in Afghanistan or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or he doesn't want to cause temptation with anyone.
Exactly.
Who sees his legs.
Right. Yeah, he's a Puritan. He has to cover his ankles.
So
I think my legs are something that people would desire, and I want to take that desire away from them.
No, that's very smart. You know what? Society wants to thank you for not risking all of the reactions we would have if
you're
we
welcome,
saw
Bob.
Your legs.
So, like, Mino brought this up a couple of years ago when Sean hosted the Home Run Derby, and it was 280 degrees outside, and yeah. Ham was wearing jeans. Like you would see in the Andy Griffith Show or Leave It to Beaver back in the 50s or whatever with the cuff jeans. Do they not make you unreasonably hot?
You get used to it. Like, I've been to, like, pool parties wearing jeans and whatnot.
Yeah, that was my next question. Do you ever swim?
Amongst family sometimes, but it's limited. I probably haven't swam in, like, maybe 2 or 3 years.
Do you swim shirt on?
Yes. Or no, I do not.
Yes. Wait a minute. No.
So you know your family is not going to be tempted by your
body.
Yeah.
They won't take photos of me.
If you played beach volleyball, would you just take a shirt off and keep your long pants on like you were in Top Gun?
I'd probably keep a shirt on for that. And just maybe roll up the little pant leg a little bit if I played beach volleyball. Okay.
All right, so have you played a sport since you were in like first or second grade? Or like gym class? Like, what about like junior high gym class and stuff like that?
I think that was maybe the last time publicly I was out with shorts because, yeah, they would make – that was like a requirement.
Did you ever get like a special letter from your parents that you have to wear sweats?
No, I don't think I own sweats.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why would he own sweats?
Yeah.
What about sandals or flip-flops? Feet ever exposed?
Rarely. Like, if I'm walking the dogs and I don't want to throw shoes on, I'll throw on my jeans and my Hari Mari flip-flops.
Okay.
Walk the neighborhood like that.
Would you consider at this point in life, how old are you?
33.
Would you consider another run at shorts, just in a limited time, keep an open mind, and maybe you've overlooked something that's really awesome for this many years?
I mean, I'll wear, like, gym shorts around the house, but
it doesn't count.
I don't have the need to go out like that or the desire, really.
Well, what if we got you some nice golf shorts?
How about, I have an idea, for ticket stock, why don't we get, like, Ham and EA and Lando,
yeah,
and we can have a ticket fashion show, and they can walk the runway.
You know what we need to do? We need to get...
Best legs contest.
We need to get Ham, because, like, Mizzen and Maine make such nice shorts.
Oh, they would be so lovely on him.
Yes, and I think, Ham, if Mizzen and Maine would do it, like, you... I think you would really enjoy them. I think. But then I think back, like, if you were on a beach, would you be wearing jeans?
Yes, and I have.
He doesn't go to the beach. That's the thing. He doesn't put himself in situations where he would wear shorts.
Yes, but he avoids short-based
activities.
But I did
go hiking in Vegas wearing pants.
Okay, that's another thing, because you're an active guy when it comes to these vacations. You go on these really cool trips where there's awesome hiking, and you hike in jeans?
Shorts help you avoid onion crutch.
Well, I've upgraded the jean game to where I have stretchy jeans, so I could do all my actions available to only shorts, but with jeans on.
Do you ever wear jeans with holes in them, like little peekaboos at your legs?
No. That's a bridge too far for me.
Yeah, again, the women.
Modesty.
Think of it. He's just going to be attacked.
He's trying to remain modest.
See, each one of these little hamisms, though, it seems like they almost outdo the other. You know, outside of, like, he thought okra was a fish.
And hush puppies were made of fish.
And hush puppies were definitely made of fish, too, yeah.
These yeah, that all was a are, shock.
These things are all just like, I can't believe it. Because he really is, I don't know about you guys, the only guy that I know that is has all of these characteristics. Whether they're collective or individual, it's so weird.
What's next,
but it's
Ham?
Awesome. It's Ham.
Is there anything else we're going to find out about you?
Yes.
I mean, not that I'm aware of, but...
What's in your crawl
these
space?
Things keep appearing, apparently.
Never stop hamming. That's what we need on a t-shirt.
No
never...
shorts since first grade.
First grade?
I couldn't go a week without shorts.
No. All right, Ham. We love you, bud. That'll do it. Thank you so much.
You're weird, bro.
To the Styx Ice House in McKinney. Thanks to Yingling for helping us out. Thanks to all the P1s that came over and said hello. You guys are awesome. We appreciate the support. We love you guys so much. And we will be in San Francisco, California tomorrow. Same tape. For Cowboys 49ers. So check out our road trip. And peace. We'll see y'all later. Stars Hockey is next.